Aircheckdownloads.com.
And that's the latest from AA Vodafone Roadwatch.
All right, the Golden Hour Part 2. It's the year when the Sun newspaper said, increased circulation by over 500,000 copies a day, when they revolutionized the whole of tabloid news, when they didn't have a big story on the front page. It wasn't down to journalism. It wasn't down to anything fantastic in the paper. It was down to a £1 million bingo game. I think there's a message in there for us all. So which year is it? ABC and All of My Heart. So the Golden Hour Part 2, let's see, get on this year. Some great stories this year as well. It's the year that Mark Thatcher went missing in the Sahara Desert. No one could find him, and he was missing for days on end. It's also the year when John DeLorean's dream of producing luxury sports cars in Belfast was shattered when his company was put into receiverships. And it's also the year when Erica Rowe stripped off and ran across the rugby field against England and Australia. Erica Rowe was a big-chested girl, if you remember. And everyone wanted to talk to her. It's 25 to 10, the Golden Hour Part 2. So, 0161-400-00, if you'd like to guess the year on the Golden Hour Part 2. It's the year that Freddie Laker, who was a hero to most of the people in the UK, suddenly was found crying in the departure lounge of Gatwick Airport as his firm collapsed and the bankers pulled all their financial support in this year. Freddie Laker said it was the worst day of his life. The Golden Hour Part 2. Freddie Laker was no more, and Air Supply were in the charts. Air Supply and Even the Nights Are Better. Before that, Hot Chocolate Girl Crazy and ABC and All of My Heart. The Golden Hour Part 2. Hi today to David Richards, who's on the road. David, you missed me on such shalom shalots. That's nice. Isn't it nice? 17 minutes to 10 now on Century 105.
Sherlock Holmes and the Holiday Price Watch Mystery.
Two great years, one great station. Century 105's Golden Hour.
Cliff Richard, the only way out is the only way in, or vice versa. It's 12 minutes to 10, the Golden Hour Part 2. It's the year when, and this is a great clue for you, it's the year when Argentina invaded the Falkland Islands, or the Maldives as they called it, and they said that it was theirs, and they were only securing territory that Britain did not deserve to have, and were reflecting the feelings of its own people. Task Force set sail for the South Atlantic, crossed the whole of the UK, in particular Southampton, and Thatcher said that Falklands will be back under British rule within a month. It's the Golden Hour Part 2 on Century 105. But from which year is it? Texas Midnight Runners were in the charts with Come On Eileen. All right, we've had a winner of £105. Acclaimed Mr. Steve O'Brien runs the Kingfisher Blue Metro Cab P433 EVU. He was spotted with a Century 105 sticker on him. And he wins £105, and he's claimed it as well within 105 minutes. Well done to you, Steve.
Well, we've been together a long time now.
Two great years, one great show. Morgan's Golden Hour on Century 105.
Century 105.
Club, do you really want to hurt me? Final clue then, the Golden Hour Part 2. It's the year when the Pope visited Britain, the first time since 1531, and a new motor car was discovered. It was called the Popemobile. Wasn't a big seller, truth be known. All right, the Golden Hour Part 2. If you haven't got the year yet, I'll put you out of your misery in just a few moments after PhD. Edward Woodley of Blackburn wins £105 in cash today. Well done to you, Edward. Congratulations on the Golden Hour Part 2. The Golden Hour Part 2, dead easy, 1982. If you didn't get it today, you once slapped. It was that easy today. All right, then, Derek Webster is coming up next. You're listening to the only station that's giving away 105 holidays in 105 days with our friends at Co-op Travel.
From the heart of the Northwest on 105.4 FM, this is Century 105 News.
Century 105!
Century News at 10 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Adrian Whitfield.
Aircheckdownloads.com.